Alison is back again now to introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
The reports from Norfolk County Council were generally discouraging this week, with news of cuts to street lighting, reduced recycling services, cuts in help to children with special needs, and cuts in support to disability services. However, the week ended with one piece of good news. The County Council Hardship Support Fund will continue for at least another 6 months. Here's Phil to tell us about the first of the cuts.
1,000 streetlights are to be switched off on roads across the county as part of efforts to balance the books and find £60 million in savings. Norfolk County Council Cabinet members agreed to the measure, which will plunge 33 roads into darkness. This amounts to just 2% of the 54,000 streetlights the Conservative Control Council manages in order to save £200,000 a year at a time when it's facing higher energy bills. It would also cut carbon emissions by an annual 76 tonnes. The savings measure is one of several agreed, which also include shutting recycling centres on Wednesdays and cutting income support for disabled people. The roads are located across Norfolk and include sections of some major A roads, such as the A10 in Totten Hill and the A146 in Loddon. Officials say the areas have been picked to have minimal impact on drivers, pedestrians and cyclists, and that police and emergency services will be consulted to ensure changes will not increase crime.
Recycling centres across Norfolk are to go part-time after County Hall agreed to shut all of the facilities for one day a week. The Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council Cabinet members voted to approve the move this week in a bid to save £200,000 a year. All 19 recycling centres will be closed on Wednesdays as part of the plans, which have been introduced in an effort to plug a £60 million gap in its finances. James Bensley, Cabinet Member for Environment and Waste, said the closures will bring Norfolk in line with Suffolk and will help make the service more sustainable. Closing on Wednesdays is one of two measures proposed by Norfolk County Council that will change how recycling centres are managed. A booking system is also set to be implemented later this year. It's hoped that this will help prevent trade waste from being dumped under the guise of it being domestic waste.
Children's education will suffer under plans to cut teaching assistants, TAs, staff by more than a third, councillors warn. Helston Parish councillors Ian Duckett and Andrew Locke have criticised Wensum Trust's decision to scrap 27 jobs out of 75. They said that children with special educational needs and disabilities, SEND, will be particularly affected. Five of the schools facing cuts, Kinsale, Firside, Heather Avenue, Helston High and Helston Sixth Form Centre, fall within the councillor's parish. Councillor Duckett said, quite apart from the impact on individual TAs, which is massive financially and emotionally, Wensum Trust has not been open about the impact on primary pupils and SEND pupils. This is quite apart from the wider issues around access to and provision of SEND support nationally. The move was announced by Daniel Thrower, Chief Executive of the Trust, back in May, and was instantly met with a backlash, with more than 1,000 people signing a petition to stop the cuts. Mr. Thrower has said that they need to review our staffing structure so they can balance our budget, with TAs taking the brunt of the blow.
Cries of shame on you could be heard from the public gallery at County Hall following a controversial decision to make cuts to disability services. Norfolk County Council Cabinet members voted to reduce the amount of financial support it provides to some of the most vulnerable people in the county as it seeks to make £64.2 million worth of savings from its adult social care service. But the cuts were met with anguish and frustration, with one member of the public crying out to councillors from the gallery, saying the decision was disgusting. "You can always find the money for your own pay rises, though, can't you?" he said. "Shame on you." The minimum income guarantee, the income that disabled people can keep for everyday expenses after the cost of council-arranged home care is taken into account, will be reduced from £187 a week to £171.25 a week. The changes mean the council's policy is now in line with the government's recommendations for the minimum income guarantee. However, there was some relief as the council chose not to agree to an even lower rate for young adults aged between 18 and 24.
Thousands of people in Norfolk are to receive hundreds of pounds in cost of living payments. The government has given councils across the country millions of pounds to assist households battling the crisis. These funds, amounting to £6.7 million in Norfolk, will be available to families as part of the Household Support Fund. Councillor Andrew Jamieson, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Finance, said, "I am very pleased that the government agreed to continue the Household Support Fund, if only for 6 months. We lobbied hard for its extension. Eligible people will get the support through vouchers or bank transfers, depending on their individual needs."